Back now with Day to Day, I'm Madeline Brand. The price of gas has put a lot of pressure on politicians in Washington. Senate leaders are regrouping after their idea for a $100 gas rebate fizzled. Today, House members consider two oil-related bills. John Dimsdale joins us from the Marketplace Washington Bureau. And John, what's the House up to today?
Well, one of the bills expedites the licensing process for gasoline refineries. It opens up some old military lands, some other federal lands for new refineries, creates a federal coordinator whose job would be to work with refining companies to streamline the approval process for building new refineries. The second bill requires the Federal Trade Commission to establish the definition of price gouging, and it sets civil and criminal penalties for gas companies who might try to take advantage of scarcities or manipulate the market for gasoline.
You know, John, it seems that every time there are price spikes, politicians mention price gouging.
You know, it's true. And the industry insists that every time they're investigated, there's no finding of any collusion or conspiracy. To find out just how far back these investigations go, I checked in with Daniel Yergin, who wrote a good history of the oil industry titled The Prize, just to get a little context.
The first congressional hearing that I could find on high gasoline prices was in 1923. Gasoline prices had had a couple of years of big run-up. The famous progressive senator Robert Fighting Bob La Follette convened hearings, and he warned that if nothing was done, gasoline prices would soon hit a dollar a gallon. But as it turned out, despite the predictions, gasoline prices really went down very sharply, and within 3-4 years, they were down to about 10 cents a gallon in Los Angeles. And the reason that those prices went down is because the high prices have been a tremendous incentive for exploration, and a whole lot of oil was found.
And John, oh wow, 10 cents a gallon. That's amazing. It sounds like...
sounds nice, huh?
Yeah, it sounds really nice. But it also sounds like Yergin is saying that Washington should just let the market sort this out.
That's right. And really, the government has very few tools that can influence gasoline prices, at least in the short run. The ideas that are kicking around here either just tinker around the edges, like the president's small diversion of inventories from the government's reserves, or there are more drastic proposals that would only make changes over time, like drilling in the Gulf of Mexico or Alaska, or big commitments to finding alternative fuels. As you said, the idea of a $100 rebate was met with a resounding thud, and Republicans are also backing away from the idea of an extra tax on business inventories to pay for relief at the pump. So the response is still being worked out. Coming up later today on Marketplace, we look at the immigration debate, which is forging an unlikely alliance between black union activists and the Minutemen on the Mexican border.
Thank you, John. John Dimsdale of Public Radio's Daily Business Show Marketplace, and it's produced by American Public Media.